You're listening to the best possible taste on West Limerick 102 FM.
Hi there, my name is Silke and I have a made-to-order bakery called Culture Bakehouse, based here in Coleraine, Northern Ireland. We specialize in fully free from allergy-friendly foods, and when I say free from, I mean free from the 14 most known allergens out there. In other words, because our foods and our bakes are free from, our bakes, our products are vegan, gluten-free, nut-free, soy-free, mustard-free, celery-free, and again, free from the 14 most known allergens out there, making us the first and so far the only bakery in Northern Ireland offering this service. Our customers absolutely love everything in our bakery, everything that we have to offer, especially our allergy-friendly sourdough breads and our brownies, but they're also interested in our cakes and pies and pavlovas. In our experience, what they love the most is the inclusivity at the food table that our products bring, because they know that not only their dietary needs are covered, but that the rest of the family and friends are going to be eating foods that are not only delicious, but good for everyone. So follow us on our social media, and which is Facebook and Instagram, at Culture Bakehouse, or go to our website, which is culturebakehouse.com.
Bon appetit.
Yummy.
Grubs up.
Delicious. Mmm.
Welcome back to the best possible taste, Ireland's longest running food and drink radio show and podcast. I'm Sharon Noonan, and you just heard Zilda from the Cultured Bakehouse, as tonight's show is a celebration of Taste Causeway, an All-Ireland Foodie Destination Award winner and an accredited slow food destination in Northern Ireland. And our final guest this evening is Charlotte Dixon, owner of the very unique Elephant Rock Hotel in Portrush.
Bon appetit.
Yummy.
Grubs up.
Delicious. Mmm.
Charlotte, you're very welcome to the programme. I had a lovely stay in your hotel, Elephant Rock, in Portrush a few weeks ago. And when I was there, we had a very short chat, and I discovered that your background isn't in hotel and catering, it's actually in chemistry. So tell me how you made the transition from being a scientist to a hotelier.
Thank you so much, Sharon, and it was lovely to have you stay, and thank you for inviting me on and giving me the opportunity, you know, to talk about the hotel. I'd say it's not, you know, a straightforward answer. I obviously went to university, I did chemistry, loved it at the time. I got the opportunity. I was doing my master's project with a guy on batteries, and he had some money to do a PhD, so I stayed on and did that. And then when I was finished that, I went into publishing. So it was like academic publishing, scientific publishing. Moved down to Manchester, and then COVID happened. And I moved home to be with my mum. My mum lives on her own, and it was just sort of that time where we were all a wee bit worried, didn't know how it was going to go. And I didn't want her to be on her own. And then kind of got another appreciation for being back. I'm from Port Stewart, so just the town next to where the hotel's located, and got a new appreciation for the area after being away for, you know, 10, 12 years. And we heard, someone told us about the building coming on sale, and we had no intention, really. I mean, they kept pushing us about it, and we were like, this is ludicrous. We've never expressed an interest in opening a hotel. But we went to see it. We were worn down a little bit, went to see the building, and just saw a ton of potential, really. And it kind of went round 30 minutes sort of to view it, and we were both sort of fell in love, decided we were going to put in an offer and hopefully be successful, and that's how we got into it.
So the building is on the seafront. It's a Victorian building, and it was a respite centre for...
It was army veterans, so it was the British Legion that ran it, sort of run as a charity, and you could come, you got 2 weeks a year basically, that you could come down and stay. It wasn't a hotel, but it was set up as close as possible to one, so it was sort of set up all rooms with en suites and things like that.
No disrespect to the army, But it certainly doesn't show any of the signs of being a respite centre now. Like, the decor is so bold and modern and fabulous. And, you know, the room I was in was a beautiful, spacious room. So structurally, was it in very good condition? So it was just decorative work that you had to do? Or whenever you went in, was there substantial work had to be done to it?
The outside is a sort of Victorian terrace, and you don't really get the scale of it until you're in the building. It goes back quite a bit. There's a big central atrium, and that was all already there. So that made the perfect reception. And the bedrooms are all, you know, sort of unique, but that helps us in a way with our boutique style. So every room's, you know, slightly different. We added on 4 bedrooms, so that was probably the biggest structural work that we did. We added on 4 rooms in the middle 2 floors just to get the hotel status, because we wanted to, you know, it to be run as a hotel. So yeah, it wasn't a mad structural undertaking. The building was in really great condition. It really was more superficial that we did. So we've redone, you know, every, you know, floor, wall, designed the bar and things like that. And that was such a joy, because, you know, that's something Mum and I just love. We're really interested in.
Well, I was going to ask you about the interior design, and you're saying about all the rooms are very unique and individual. They're all decorated in different styles. Was this something that you and your mum really enjoyed doing?
Yes. So mum's just obsessed with changing even one small thing in her house. She's always got a plan to do something. So I grew up around that, and, you know, my mum's very bold with colour, pattern. She just loves anything different. And we were friendly with the designer we've been friendly with Adrian, you know, for mum probably 2 decades. And he's got really similar style to us. And, you know, we wanted it to be with the Victorian building. Obviously, it's got, you know, the history. But I think we've kind of managed to create something that's timeless. So it's still quite modern. But it's bold, but without aging. Hopefully, I think it will be quite a, you know, a nice timeless design, a bit art deco. So yeah, it's definitely something that people, you know, when they come across us on the internet, I think they're, you know, you either love it or you hate it, but it definitely stands out, and it's a bit of a wow point.
And the facade it's like a bright pink and a very dark grey, so it definitely does stand out, as does the name Elephant Rock, which there is a very logical explanation for the name that listeners probably won't be familiar with. So just tell us where you got the name.
Yep, of course. Yeah, so nobody understands the name Sharon, actually, even locals. A lot of locals don't know about it. So I get this a lot, but I was looking, just reading about the local area and trying to get some inspiration. Wanted something different, just wanted that one thing that sort of stood out, you know, your like Eureka moment. Because I felt like it was a really important part, you know, of the identity. It was like, once you have your name, and you can change it, but it's there. I read about things like, there's, you know, the Skerries Islands that we look out on. I thought it'd be great to name it after something there, but there was like Devil's Wash Tub, and I thought, sounds a bit too dark. Doesn't sound restful. So I came across the Elephant Rock. So it's actually an old lava formation, a bit, you know, like the Giant's Causeway would have been formed. And it's just off the coast of Ballantoy. So Ballantoy going towards White Park Bay. And it's beautiful. And we have a painting as you come in. So a lot of people notice the painting, but they still want to know a little bit more about where it is. So it's about 15 miles up the coast.
And it looks like an elephant.
Yes, it really does. It looks very like an elephant.
So let's talk a bit about the menu, because I had the breakfast on the 2 mornings that I was there, and I was delighted to see some local suppliers name checked on the breakfast menu. So is that something that you're very much committed to, using local suppliers?
Yes, definitely. Obviously, Sharon, from a sustainability point of view, you want to, you know, support the local community, and we're very lucky in the area that we are. And you'll know, you know, from your trip a couple of weeks ago, that we've got fantastic suppliers on our doorstep. So it makes it so easy, you know, to go that way. We have a great coffee supplier, Causeway Coffee. They're based in Coleraine. Two lovely guys, you know, interesting guys, the way they came about their business, really nice story. And we get so many great comments on it. So it's so lovely to be able to, you know, support them and the great products they use. We've got Moyle Tremoyle. So Mo is our head chef, really brilliant, talented. So I kind of do stay out of the kitchen because I'm a vegetarian. But I would say one of the places I have a bit more influence is the suppliers we choose. So it was actually Paula McIntyre, you know, local celebrity chef. She put me on to Moyle Tremoyle, a great local family based outside Garva. And it's, you know, grass-fed, really well looked after cattle. You know, the minimum, you know, the hang for 28 days, you know, the meat. So it's all really good. Great comments on our steak. So yeah, we really do enjoy. You know, we get our prawns from Port of Ogie, scallops from Kilkeel. So, you know, we're obviously near, close by to all this, you know, wonderful fresh fish. So we do try to use local suppliers as well for that.
And of course, like Portrush is quite a seasonal seaside town, so it's important to look after the locals and have something on offer for the locals. And I know you do various different events throughout the year.
Yes, definitely. So we would run, we have a very popular spigot of the Moyle Tremoyle. We would do a steak night every Thursday. So we try to do that really great value. And you know, the locals really love that. And it gets, you know, sometimes great to give people a reason to come in or to choose a certain night. And then we've also got in April coming up, which we're very excited about. We've got a special wine dinner. So it's a six-course tasty menu. With wine pairing, so menu that Mo, the head chef's designed, but it's in conjunction with a lovely Bordeaux winery, that we stock some of their wines called Maison Sichel, and Rob Wine Brothers, who are a local wine merchant that we would get a lot of our wines from. So they'll do talks on, you know, the provenance and the story behind all the wines, and there'll be brilliant food pairings. So the food's all designed obviously to complement the wine. So I think that'll be a great night. So that's coming up mid-April, and it's on, you know, now on our website.
And then I've seen that you also do things like afternoon tea, and for Mother's Day, you had a nice event as well.
Yes, we do like to, you know, do different themes on the afternoon tea for special occasions. We had a great one. It was Paddy McGuigan, who's like quite a famous makeup artist. He was up a couple of weeks ago, and it was sort of an over 40s like makeup day. He sort of tried to specialize, he does special days, you know, on certain types of makeup. And that was a fantastic afternoon because all the ladies there were just loving it. He was doing great, and it helps, you know, promote the hotel, you know, to different people, and give people a reason to come in and something fun to do, you know, a feel good afternoon. So we do try and you know, put little interesting things on through the year and in the off season as well, you know, to give people a reason to come up, because Portrush is still a beautiful place, you know, in the winter. And we do get a lot of, you know, return guests who really love it in that time because it is a wee bit quieter and it's not, you know, the crowds. So yeah, we do try to keep things interesting through the year.
You must find it a huge change, Charlotte, to what you were doing before. What is the biggest change for you in terms of your day-to-day life?
I would say managing people. I've never been a manager. I would say that was one of the hardest things to do. Especially maybe as a woman, I felt sometimes I should change myself or be less friendly, you know, to maybe get that respect that you might, you know, want or need. But
Sorry to cut across you
yeah.
there, but obviously people can't see you, and I think we should add on to that you're extremely young as well. I hope you don't mind me saying that, like you're only in your early 30s.
Yes. And that mentality, I think, is also, you know, partly I have that in my head as well. So, you know, you are sort of aware of that. And I think that was the toughest transition. You know, it kind of broke my heart at the start to learn how to, you know, navigate that and lead a team. And also you want to, you know, bring them on with you because your staff are such an important asset, and we're really lucky. We have fantastic staff, all a joy to work with. It's a lovely time at the hotel at the minute. But you know, with it being such a service heavy industry, if your staff don't buy into what you're doing, I think it shows to the guests. So we have a really, it's a nice, you know, feeling and atmosphere in the hotel, and a lot of the guests comment on it. And I think, you know, learning how to do that and hopefully foster that is was sort of an important learning curve.
I would like to compliment you on your staff, because everybody that I met, from the night porter Matthew to yes. your general manager Joanne, everybody was absolutely fabulous. So friendly, smiley, no resting bitchy faces, which you can get sometimes whenever you're visiting somewhere. And you yourself, a lovely touch, coming down and talking to guests at breakfast to ask them if they sleep well and all of that. So I had a wonderful day, I have to say, and I really enjoyed it. I want to congratulate you on everything you and your mother have done. I think it's incredible, and I'll be watching with interest how your business blooms and blossoms. What is your vision for the hotel moving into the future?
I would, you know, just love us to go from strength to strength, just get busier every year. We achieved in our first year the 4 stars, you know, grading, which we'd been hoping for. So I think I'd maybe like to try and go something after, you know, an AA grading, you know, another sort of quality marker for the hotel, and just to keep having happy customers and welcoming people back. You know, as I say, that's, you know, the big aim and the big joy. So, and you never know if there's another elephant shaped rock somewhere, I might be tempted. I'm always on the lookout.
And in terms of awards, you have a Georgina Campbell plaque. You're in Georgina's Guide, which is a very prestigious guide to be in.
Yes. And, you know, amazing to get that recognition, obviously, from Georgina. And we had Georgina stay actually recently, and I hope she wouldn't mind me saying, but she wrote us a lovely email just to say, you know, how much she enjoyed it and the breakfast and everything like that. And, you know, the quality of the hotel. So all of that means so much, because obviously she is in so many places and, you know, sees so many things. And we're coming from somewhere where we've not done this before. And you can only hope, you know, that you're hitting a level where you're able to compare and you know, impress people like Georgina. So yeah, it was fantastic to be included in her guide, and a real big boost to the business. And it's a lovely plaque to have out the front.
Great plaque to have. And look, I've loved talking to you. It was great talking to you and meeting you in the hotel, and it is so impressive. So congratulations again, and I'll be keeping my eye out now for the next opening somewhere else in Northern Ireland, or maybe further afield. You never know. This could be the first of a chain of Elephant Rock boutique hotels. Thanks a million, Charlotte.
Thank you so much, Sharon. And thank you so much for your time today and giving me this opportunity. And if anybody would like to find out more or to see a bit more of what we do, our website is elephantrockhotel.co.uk. And we're on Facebook and Instagram. So the handle's just Elephant Rock Hotel for both.
Bon appétit.
Yummy.
Grubs up.
Delicious.